finish Silveya. We're going to finish that, the Melechah Shabbos, and won't be able to use that pun anymore, right? The next Melechahs have nothing to do with Tfilas HaMeis. So he used it up, you know, to its hilt. But tonight we're going to speak about dyeing your body, cosmetics. And it applies specifically, or more specifically, to women than to men. What the prohibition of using cosmetics on Shabbos is. First of all, according to most opinions, using cosmetics, you know, to color your skin with cosmetics on Shabbos is a rabbinic prohibition. There is an opinion, though, that it's from the Torah, especially by women. Since by women it is the normal way to dye your body with cosmetics, which is not the case normally for men, by a man, it's pretty clear that it's only rabbinic. But for a woman, there is an opinion that it's from the Torah. Okay. Now, it's usher to dye your hair, your skin. We'll see that even not putting coloring on your skin, but coloring it in other ways is usher. We'll get to each thing. And therefore, even dyeing one hair, dyeing one small patch of skin, is usher at least midrabbanan. And that includes the following: nail polish, putting nail polish on your nails, even clear nail polish, according to most poskim, is considered dyeing. Why? Even though there's no color, but it puts a glaze, right? That's also called a dye. It enhances the color, the natural color of the nail, which also may be considered a dye. So putting something that brings out the natural color of something may be considered dyeing. And putting something that puts a glaze, a gloss on something is considered dyeing. So even, what's it called, colorless, see-through nail polish is aser. Lipstick, eye makeup, mascara, liner, things that cover up spots, pimples, acne things, that's it called, if you remember when you were a teenager, those Clearasil, stuff that made your face look like you were Frankenstein or whatever, but it didn't. Nobody saw your acne, right? So you went around looking like you had plaster on your face, but nobody knew that you had acne. That made people feel good. So that's also awesome to put on a Shabbos. Now, there is a kind of makeup that theoretically would be allowed on Shabbos, at least according to Moshe Feinstein. There are those that hold that even this is awesome, even if theoretically this would be possible. Rav Moshe holds that if you have powder that does not stick to your skin at all, can be just brushed off easily, then that's not considered dyeing your skin at all, right? For instance, on Shabbos, I could take this yellow napkin and put it over the tape recorder, and that's okay. I haven't dyed the tape recorder yellow because it's not connected to the tape recorder. It's just a what's it called, so something on top of it. So if I put powder on my skin, even if it's colored, and I can just brush it right off, I haven't colored my skin, I just put something on top of my skin which can easily be removed. That's one side of the hetter. There's another thing. Where you put powder on your face for the sake of making your face dry, okay, because of perspiration, whatever, like talc, but the purpose is not to color, it has no coloring at all. There's no coloring. It's not that you look like a ghost, you have white talc on your face, right? But the talc blends in with the regular color of your skin. It's just a dry powder that basically takes away the moisture from your face. That's the reason you use it. That also could be another tzadheter. It's not the idea of coloring at all. There's no color involved over here. It's just to put a powder to absorb the moisture on your face. No, there's no way. That enhancement also not. It doesn't make your face look any better, right? It just takes away the moisture. Okay, now, therefore, some rabbonim, very chashuva rabbonim, who on most things we rely on, but personally, not in this, and I found that most poskim don't agree with this rabb. I'll tell you who it is, Rabbi Blumenkrantz. He has a line of face powders that are kosher for use on Shabbos. Lanias Daiti, that's wrong. And if you use those face powders, you're over in Issur D'Rabbanan. And I found that most poskim disagree with Rabbi Blumenkrantz. And I tried it myself, not that I put the powders on my face. What I did was, and put on anybody else's face either, I'll tell you what I did in one second. Supposedly, these powders are oil-free. They have no oil base to them. And therefore, they fit the first heter that Ramosha seems to say, that they don't stick to your skin. They can easily be brushed off. Okay? That's not true. It theoretically is true, since there's no oil in them. They should just be plain dry powder. They should be able to put them on your face and should be able to brush it right off. That's not true. Because what happens is, unless you're dead, your sweat glands and oil glands in your skin are always producing oil. Your hands are always oily. And when you take these powders, they're very, very thin cake, what's it called, like flour. Well, they're more than flour. They're like confectioner's sugar. Very, very fine, finely ground. As soon as you put them on your finger, they get oily. And you can't take it off anymore. You have to wash it off. Right? You can't brush that off. If you try to brush the powder off, you have a line of oily powder, right, on your finger. So that's exactly what happens on your face. So the truth is, and if it would only be a powder that sticks on your face, you'd look like the Clearasil people. What's it called? And nobody would want to put those kind of things on their face as cosmetics. What it does is it blends in with your skin because it mixes with the oil. And then it's for sure not okay. Who cares if it started out a dry powder? The shaila is what happens when it hits your skin. And again, over and over again, a few people I show them and it's clear like that. That's the way it is. Right? And try it in other people's hands and whatever and faces, and it always is, it mixes with the oil on your face, and it's definitely awesome. Okay. Again, it could be Rabbi Blumenkrantz is right. If you leave the powder in the jar, it's okay on Shabbos. But once you put it on your face, it's a problem. Okay. Okay, next. So what should you do with cosmetics on Shabbos? Today, it's not that much of a problem, I understand, because there are a lot of cosmetics that are made to last 24 hours. So buy the better brand of cosmetics and use them in a way that they'll last longer. Okay. That's a mutter. Mutter to put it on Erev Shabbos and leave it on Shabbos. But you can't put it on Shabbos. And not only that, it's even usher to touch up makeup on Shabbos. You have lipstick on. You want to just put a little bit more on to refresh it. That's usher. Right? Even though it's seva al gabei seva, but it's an enhancement. That's also called soveya. Right? Another thing they can't do that has nothing to do with putting cosmetics on, but it's a way of making your skin look better. You can't pinch your cheeks to make them look rosy, okay? Or bite your lip to make it look redder. So, you know, if you're cheap and you don't want to buy lipstick or rouge, right, so you go around pinching your cheeks all the time and biting your lips, so it saves money. You can't do that on Shabbos either. Okay. Or there's another thing you can do, right? You can buy an irritant, put it on your skin, and it brings out the red color, right? Right. That's also awesome. Which brings us to the next thing. Can you take a suntan on Shabbos? Okay, can you sit out in the sun on purpose to get a suntan? There are poskim who say that it's mutter, that getting a suntan is not soveya. You're not coloring your skin with anything. It's just, and the thing with pinching your cheeks, that also is not color, it is coloring with something, blood. Except it's from the inside, not from the outside. But the sun just changes or tans the skin. That's not any kind of coloring. There's no thing that's coloring the skin. Therefore, there are poskim who say it's okay. Everybody agrees that if you're not doing it on purpose, sitting in the sun to get a tan, but you're walking outside in the sun, even though you know you're going to get a tan, that's okay for sure. But there are poskim who say that it's usur to, on purpose, intentionally, lie out in the sun on Shabbos, bedafka, to get a tan, and you should conduct yourself like that. You should consider it that it's something usur to do. However, suntan lotion, if it is not more of a consistency than olive oil. It pours. It's not a cream. You're allowed to use suntan lotion on Shabbos, not to use it to be able to get a tan, right? You can't also use, obviously, you can't use things that give you an artificial tan. There are certain liquids you put on your body and it gives you an artificial tan. That's mamish coloring, okay? That everybody holds as awesome. But suntan lotion, you want it, because you're walking to shul, right? You're walking somewhere on Shabbos, and you don't want your neck to get suntan, burnt. So you're allowed to put suntan lotion, as long as it's a liquid and not a cream, or even a thick, not a thick liquid, you're allowed to use that on Shabbos.
You know, sakana maybe?
What? Sakana?
Like
it's not, sakana means a right now there's a sakana to life, not what could be 20 years from now. Right? And if you really worry about the sakana, stay inside. Wear a towel around your neck. Pick your collar up, yeah?
In regards to makeup, I've heard of people who like to have their lips shiny or to constantly have Vaseline or lip gloss of some sort. I've heard of people putting vegetable oil on their lips on Shabbos. I don't know if it's for moisture or for cosmetic purposes. Is that something to your nail polish?
If it's, Lachara, if it's for enhancing their lipstick, it's awesome. If it's for, because they want to have moist lips, right, then Lachara should be mutter.
Whatever
suntan lotion is blocks out the sun's rays. That's
no,
what the purpose
it's
of
it's
what?
Tanning.
No, tanning lotion is to make it tan.
Yeah.
That's no, but the suntan lotion is a lotion that helps the sun tan the skin. It itself doesn't tan, but it helps the sun. It's supposed to sunblock, which blocks.
I don't know. What I understand suntan lotion is that it protects your skin from burning. That's why I put people in suntan lotion. There's tanning things that help the sun tan. That lachar is not allowed. But most suntan lotion is to protect your skin from the sun. Right? That's why they put it on. That's what has all these things. How effective it is. How much it, whatever. That's what usually the suntan lotion is. But sun. Lotion that makes the sun tan you more. I don't know if that's called suntan lotion. What? Tanning oil. Okay, you're allowed to take off makeup on Shabbos as long as there's no other prohibitions of squeezing out things or using creams to take it off. But if it's not a cream, you can use acetone to take off nail polish. You can, what's it called? As long as you're not over on mimareach, you're not smearing things or whatever, you can take off. Like we said last week, you shouldn't take colored things on fabric, but you can use tissues or whatever to take off makeup on Shabbos. You're allowed to take off makeup on Shabbos.
It's not so vague.
However, what?
It's not so vague.
No, you're just taking off a color. You're not putting on
it.
What?
The fabric.
I know. That's not for that. That's not. It doesn't leave. The acetone doesn't leave a color. It just takes off what's there.
Yeah, but then the color stays in the thing. Yeah.
Case on the no, and so use a napkin, as we said, use a paper. So it's the only dirtying it. Right? You're not interested in dyeing the tissue. You're interested. In, that's called dirtying. What?
Same idea. Whether you have a spill on the table.
And so basically, yeah. No, so then you have to be careful that you're not over sovea on what you're wiping it on. But the taking off of the thing itself is not a problem. And if you use paper, like we said, paper is not that's derech lichluch, and it's okay. There is a psak from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, which the poskim really don't understand, but he said it, that if you take off nail polish on Shabbos, in order for Motzei Shabbos to put on better nail polish, to prepare your then that's osur. Now, I don't know if it's osur because of preparation. He seems to say that it's osur because you're taking off something in order to dye it as part of dyeing, which is very difficult. There is no such malacha. Maybe he means a hachana, that you're preparing for Motzei Shabbos. I'm not sure. Okay. Another thing, using disappearing ink on Shabbos. That's the kind of stuff that you buy in the magic store, right? And you throw it on somebody and they think that you just got their shirt completely ruined, and in 5 seconds, 10 seconds, it disappears completely. It's also to use that. It's also to dye things even temporarily. Invisible ink, where you write something and you can't see it, and then it appears when you put it over a flame or in the heat or leave it for a while. It's also to do that too. I never heard of these things before, but I guess they're in America, they have them. I don't know if anybody's ever seen them. Disclosing tablets. Anybody hear of them? Or your teeth, right. After you brush your teeth, you chew these tablets, and then you look at your teeth and they have blotches all over them to show you where you didn't brush good. Have you ever saw that?
Yeah.
Right. Only in America. What?
You
used
to be called
what?
You used to bring them to school so you could brush your teeth properly.
Yeah? Not my school.
You used to be called dentists.
I went to school before they had toothbrushes. They surely didn't have this, right? So if you ever saw those or have them, you can't use them on Shabbos. Okay. There's other problems. Diabetics or other tests that are made where you put urine, other things on a thing, and if it turns color, then it shows either it's acidic or basic or whatever. If it's pikuach nefesh, then obviously it's okay. It's not pikuach nefesh, then there are problems with making these tests, and if you have a problem, you should ask a shaila. Another thing, which is more nogeya lemaisa, using these things inside the toilet that colors the toilet water, okay? So there are a few different kinds. There are kinds that go into the tank, right? And that's one kind. Then there's kinds that go into the bowl itself. Sometimes they're at the top of the bowl and they don't come in contact with the water until the water reaches a certain level. And some are in the bowl itself, that when the water comes right away into the at the flushing, the new water already is colored immediately. There's a few different problems with this. One is some people hold that it's coloring the water is usur, even though you don't really need the color. The main thing you want is the disinfectant or whatever. But the color is also, because if it wouldn't be the color, wouldn't be important to you, you'd buy the colorless ones. And they sell ones with color, but so you see that it's working. Secondly, so some hold that since it's going to be flushed right away, right, it's a very temporary thing, and you don't really want the coloring, that it's okay to use. Others say, in addition to that, the coloring doesn't happen immediately in some of them. The one in the tank and the one that's on the top of the toilet bowl, it takes time until the water rises to that level and then colors the water. That's all the problem. So those are more of a heter to use. The ones where, when as soon as you flush, the water comes in and gets colored, that's less of a heter to use. Halacha-wise, the following. L'chatchila, you should not use them on Shabbos. If in your own home, you should take them out before Shabbos. You should not leave them in the toilet before Shabbos, any of them. If you're in someone else's home and they happen to use it, and again, there are heterim, so it's not necessary that they're doing something wrong. Okay, so if they're somech on these heterim, or they don't know, right, and you're in their house, you don't have to remove. And if you're, one second, in your own house, if you forgot to take it out before Shabbos, you should take it out on Shabbos. Shouldn't use it on Shabbos, even if it means taking it out on Shabbos. And there, you can be somech that you can take it out normally, just remove it from the water, from the toilet. If you're in somebody else's house, okay, and that's the toilet you have to use, then you can use the toilet. You don't have to take it out, right, and deal with somebody else's house like you're the balabos and start taking apart their things, right? And you don't have to refrain from using the toilet there. You're allowed to use it, and you don't have to take it out. Be somach on the people who hold it as mutter. One second, let me just finish this thing. Another thing, photo gray sunglasses, which the lenses change color in the sun. So there, most poskim, there are a minority poskim, say it's usur, most poskim, it's mutter, no shaila, you're not coloring anything, right? It's totally temporary, and there's nothing coloring that inside, outside, it's all just how the light hits the molecular structure of the glass. If you want a further thing, ask Asher Stein. He once explained it to me. Same thing goes with a thermometer. That is a strip of thing where it changes color according to, right, if you're burning up, it's deep red. If you're dead, it's like green, blue, whatever. So anywhere in between there, you see the yellows, oranges, or whatever. Those also, many poskim hold, are mutter, because really all of that is in the thing to begin with. It's just the heat that brings out the thing that's there. It's not changing anything. If you look closely at that thermometer, you'll see all the numbers, the things are there. Just which one is accented is according to the heat. Those, because what?
Changing the shape, it's also...
No, but there you're bringing out the blood that wasn't there to begin with. Wasn't there, and now you just can see it. It wasn't there. By pinching it, you're bringing the blood to the surface. So you're making a coloring thing from the inside.
What about a mercury thermometer?
Mercury thermometer is not dying. It's not this problem. There it's only a problem of measuring things on Shabbos, and you're allowed to measure L'shem Mitzvah or B'makom Choli. So usually people take their temperature if they're sick or think they're sick. That you're allowed to do. With these thermometers, though, there are problems, especially if there's numbers on it or whatever. It's better not to use those on Shabbos. There are other eitzes. There are other thermometers you can use on Shabbos, right? Regular thermometers. Don't use those on Shabbos. If it's very necessary, you have nothing else available, you can be somech on the heter using these thermometers too. It's not exactly like the photo lenses. Photo lenses is totally not a change of color, whatever. Here, it's a little bit more problematic. So l'chatchila, you shouldn't use these thermometers. L'chatchila, though, you can wear those sunglasses if you want to. But l'chatchila, you shouldn't use these thermometers. Only if there's nothing else available, then you can be somech on the heter. Yeah?
If you use those toilet things,
yeah.
If it's not a coloring thing because it's like white or whatever.
Yeah, it's not a coloring thing. It's just a what's it called, sanitary thing.
Right.
And it also doesn't give a good smell. Okay, it's not perfumed. It may have a smell because of the soap, but that's the ichor is not the smell. The ichor is the soap action, right? Okay. It's just soap, and it's not colored. It's fine. You can use it.
Okay, what about the ones that have bleach in them?
Bleach shouldn't be a problem. Why not? Why should it be a problem? Bleach is not coloring. It's just sanitary. For the sanitary purpose alone, without any color, is for sure okay. And the fact that it, what's it called, if it's a solid or whatever, it's like a soap, since you're not touching it and it's not something you're smoothing out, there's no problem. Okay, that finishes the malacha of Soveya. Next week, Mr. Hashem, we'll start the next malacha, and we'll continue with the other kind of dyeing. Yes. Yeah.